What is the Bible? What is the Bible is a very important question. Your answer to that question must be more than opinion. There are many answers out there that are no more than some person or religion's subjective, unfounded, and unverifiable opinion. However, the answer to what is the Bible must be objective, factual truth. The Bible itself is that truth. What is the Bible? It is God speaking to you. It is not only about God, it is actually from God. It is more than inspiring, it's God-breathed. Read it, listen to it, think about it, learn from it, apply it to your life. The Apostle Peter wrote, 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the Word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. The Bible is unique. Its 66 books were written in three languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, by over 40 men over a period of about 1,600 years, all with one common and consistent theme written through those centuries. The New Testament has been authenticated through over 5,000 ancient full or partial manuscripts. Its accuracy has been verified in its fulfilled prophecy through modern archaeological discoveries, in geographical accuracy, and in the timeless wisdom of the Proverbs. The Bible is the most important and influential book ever written. No other book has had more copies printed. None have been more widely distributed or been translated into more languages or powerfully changed more lives as it has endured for so many centuries. The Bible is the one ultimate authority in what we should believe and for how we should live. The Bible stands alone, high, high above all other books. It is God-breathed, 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is inspired by God. And it's true. Jesus prayed, sanctify them. That means set them apart. Set them apart in the truth. Your word is truth, John 17:17. And the Bible is accurate to the finest details. Jesus said, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke of a letter, shall pass away from the law until all is accomplished. That's Matthew 5:18. The accuracy of the original manuscripts has been so well maintained so that today's best word-for-word translations are well over 99% accurate. You see, the Bible is true, and it's pure. It's pure. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace on the earth, refined seven times. That's Psalm 12:6. And the Bible is eternal. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. The Bible is as relevant today as when it was first written. And it is powerful, Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The Bible is that important and that accurate, but it also provides wonderful personal benefits. Listen to 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. The Bible makes you equipped, and it helps you not sin. Psalm 119:9 and verse 11 tell us how to make that happen. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. Follow the directions. And your word I have treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against you. The Bible gives us guidance today for our next step and for the direction of our future, the path to follow. Psalm 119:105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You see the difference? Your word is a lamp to my feet, guiding me for my next step, and it's a light to my path down the road. And the Bible gives wisdom. Psalm 119:130, The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. And the Bible helps us through difficulties. Psalm 119, verse 50, This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. And it provides hope. We sure need hope. Romans 15:4, Whatever was written in earlier times, that refers to the Old Testament, was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. And the Bible gives peace. Psalm 119, verse 165 promises, Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. And it brings joy. Jeremiah 15:16 gives us a great example. Your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name. So how should you read or listen to the Bible? Well, examine more than one verse. Consider the four purposes of 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. As you read or listen, ask these four questions of yourself. What does this teach me? How does this reprove me? What corrections do I need to make? And how does this train me to be more righteous? Now, what if you don't have a Bible? Well, make every effort possible to purchase a good translation of the Bible. However, if you cannot buy one, many are available for free online reading or listening. Or consider buying a Bible with a friend or friends and sharing it. Or ask your church or fellow believers to have one person read a Bible to the group and listen intently. Here's a great verse, Luke 11:28. And listen to what it says about hearing. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. That means to obey and conform to it. Luke 11:28. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey and conform to it. And here's some special verses for teachers and leaders. Be a disciple of Jesus, abiding, that's living, in the word. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed, he was speaking to believers, if you continue, abide, live in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. Study the Bible to be approved. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent, work hard, to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. And why is the Bible eternally important? Well, the Apostle John explained his purpose in writing his gospel, the Gospel of John. That purpose can be applied, actually, to the whole Bible. John wrote, Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written, the ones he did write, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. That's John 20, verses 30 and 31. How do you believe in Jesus? How do you do that? How do you have eternal life? You can find out at gospel316.org. That's gospel316.org, like John 3:16. gospel316.org. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 48. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. This audio answer to What is the Bible and a PDF version of it are available from Bible316.org, Bible316.org, and both the audio and the PDFs are available at no cost from that website, and they're in 48 world languages. May God bless you as you believe and conform to the Word of our God.